Hello, and you're listening to Together Forever. I'm Dumisani Mfune, and with me in studio is
Mandla Lopondwana.
Last time, guys, we looked at how things around us are changing, and we know that God is constant. And if we want to really survive in the changes around us as a family, as a couple, we need to include God. We need to ask Him to give us the wisdom that we need to survive in the changing times. What are we going to look at today, Mandla?
We continue with the adaptability.
Okay, great.
Great. Now that situations have changed,
mm-hmm.
our circumstances have changed, our living arrangements have changed, even the reasons we get married have changed.
Mm.
It is important that we change the way we do marriage. We keep the goal, we keep the whole idea, but we change how we achieve it.
Okay.
In today's society, wives and husbands want to be loved. We are loved in different ways, but we want it.
Mm-hmm.
In today's society, wives and husbands want to be respected. It's done in different ways, but we want those things. And because of that, you cannot say, this is what my grandfather did, this is what I'm going to do, this is what my father did, this is what I'm going to do. Because in their time, love was something different from what love is today. Not the essence of love, but the expression of love. In your grandparents' time, it may have been love expressed appropriately for him to walk in front of his wife, carry his stick on his shoulders, and a meter or two behind him, his wife follows with the children. Now, it was love at the time. It had to do with attending to dogs, attending to snakes, attending to whatever problems there might be there. So the husband is there. He provided a very serious security feature. Today, you don't have those concepts. You don't have that issue. There's no reason why you need to walk ahead of your wife when you go to town. When you're in town, moving from shop to shop, today love no longer means your husband walks ahead of you and attends to snakes that may pop up. Today, love may mean your husband walks next to you. And in some instances, it may mean the wife putting her arm around your arm or you holding hand in hand. And for some people, it may not mean that. It may mean just you walking together. So you need to adapt. You don't need to say, my grandfather walked ahead. I'm also going to walk ahead. Times have changed. It's expressed differently. Clothing was bought by our parents because it was a functional thing at the time. People needed clothes, so they bought clothes. Today, people shop for fun. Today, there's a concept of window shopping where people go and they just shop to de-stress, just to calm down, just to do something different. And when that happens, yes, it may not have been a male thing to go with your wife when she's going to go shop, especially when you're not going to be buying anything. But today, it may be that.
Mm-hmm.
So let us look at the different ways in which we can love our wives today.
You know, speaking on that, I remember when I was in high school and college even, we used to comment how window shopping especially was such a feminine thing and that guys had no business doing that. But being married for a while now, I find every now and again, you know, we go to the local mall here and spend afternoon, you know, window shopping. And I'm amazed at how many other couples I see, some much older than my wife and I. So you're right, times have changed.
Times have changed. And how you express your love for one another changes as well. How you express your care for one another changes as well. You may find that your wife comes back from home tired. And it may be a loving thing for you in the kitchen to stand up and help her. Now you may say, nah, I'm trying to make you feminine. Very few men don't know how to peel potatoes. Because at some point you were a child, and generally our parents, I'm not sure what may have happened in other places, but when we are children, there's no clear boy-girl role distribution in the home. except for issues of cleaning. But generally, our parents meant to make sure we learn these things and we know how to do them. So you find that as we grow up, as much as I grew up as a boy, of course, naturally, you find that I was taught how to cook, how to clean, how to do all these things that are traditionally seen and understood to be female things, but I was able to do them. And you find that my mother was never really a boy that she could not send me to bring her a glass of water. It was never a girl thing that I could not go and make a sandwich for her and bring it to her. I was able to cook. I was able to clean. If she told me to sweep, I would sweep. So we knew how to do those things. We knew how to wash our own clothes. We knew how to iron our own clothes.
But I remember when my mom was teaching me to cook, she told me that, you know, I want you to survive when you get older.
Yes.
So it was more about survival as opposed to gender-defined
you feminine
role. Yeah.
Yes. She was not making you feminine. Our parents were trying to empower us when they were trying to teach us to do these things. So no man actually can't peel potatoes. You don't have a man that can't do some of these things in the kitchen. Yes, the women may be doing the more complicated dishes because we don't usually invest that much time in cooking as men. But there are things you can do. And I've discovered that being there and doing one, two significant or insignificant things with her says a lot.
Mm.
It says a lot. And so you find that we can find different ways of expressing our love for our wives. Sometimes it simply means talking to her and listening to her about what happened during the day. Times have changed. And you know what? Today, there's no husband that actually needs lessons on how to love his wife. Because we did an excellent job when we were dating.
Okay.
When you were trying to get her to marry you, we did an excellent job of loving. We did an excellent job of paying attention. So we simply need to understand that in today's society, women get married because they want to be permanent girlfriends. And you know how to treat a girlfriend. Go ahead and do that. Husbands need to be respected. But as we had dealt with the respect issue beforehand, it's going to come differently. It's not going to come the same way it came to your parents. It's not going to come the same way it came to your grandparents. But it will come in the sense that your leadership of the home is going to be supported. You will always disagree on tones. You can discuss tones of voices, choices of words. You can discuss those things. But it will not be the same as the way you observed it with your mother and father. Why? Because times have changed. And if your team, your husband and wife team, is going to be successful, if you're going to be happy, you're going to need to learn to adapt. Adapt to the changing times. Remember, in addition to the fact that times are changing, there are other influences on you and on your wife, on your husband, that your parents did not have. Today we have television.
Mm.
We have movies. We sit and we watch romantic things that happen in America, romantic things that happen in Europe, Australia, Asia, other African countries, South America. We watch these movies. And we see things we like as guys. We see things we like as girls. And we try and imagine living pieces of those lives. And so by the time you're an adult, by the time you get married, in addition to your parents and your culture and your religion, you've also had books you've read. You've also have movies you've watched, television programs you've watched. When we grew up, it was the Cosby Show that was prominent, that was a good family model, and many of us wanted to have a family like that. So we kind of gravitated towards that. So you find that those different influences change the way you're going to be loved, change the way your wife is going to get loved. In present-day society, women want to get gifts. They want to be surprised. It may not be flowers, it may be chocolates, but they want those things. Our grandmothers, they may not necessarily have been interested in it because it was not part of their life. It was not part of their socialization. But now, a lot of women who've watched television want that. They want to be hugged. They want to be able to walk in town with you and next to you. They want you to hold their hands. Some wives want to be kissed. When they say goodbye and you're dropping them off at work, they want you to kiss them. Bye. Why? Because they've seen it on television. They may not have seen it at home, but they've seen it and they've liked it. And these different ways in which we understand husband and wife, they've evolved, yes. They've changed. We need to adapt. Our boundaries is what's right and wrong. Our boundaries is scripture. Morally right and morally wrong.
Mm.
Those are our boundaries. But there's nothing wrong in hugging your wife at the mall. You may be saying, no, I'm an African man, I'm not going to do that. Well, there's nothing African about not hugging your wife or hugging your wife. Africans never came together and sat down and said, as Africans, we don't hug. It's not that. It's just that yeah. You never saw your parents or grandparents hugging. But imagine, If you were to bring them in today's society, considering that they were very good at adapting to their situations, they may not have any problems with adapting. I have even found that if you are able to explain your situation to older people, because they understand what it's all about, they are prepared to accept change. They are. They're even easier proponents of change the moment they understand what you want to achieve. They've always sought to protect the marriage institution. And if what you are going to do does not threaten the marriage institution, they're open to it. And so husbands and wives are to respect and to love one another. And we do that in different ways because we are called upon to adapt. Let's adapt. Let's move with the times. But let's make sure we do not, in the process, destroy the very unit of the family, of the couple that we are trying to preserve.
Ladies and gentlemen, the plea is we all need to adapt. Things are changing around us. There's so many influences. And that's why it's important that we ask God to help us survive in these changing times and keep the marriage institution intact. Until next time, I'm Dumisani Mfune.
And I'm Mandla Lupondwana.
God bless.